بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Firstly, we would like to mention that really we are not worthy of sitting here, but it was a request of our Honorable Hazrat to share a few words of our personal experience. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us life and iman, also for giving us the opportunity to sit in this Mubarak gathering on this night when there is so much of wrong happening in all the different avenues across the world. But Allah ta'ala has chosen us to sit here in this Mubarak gathering to remember Him. From our few experiences, one of the first experiences we'd like to discuss was a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted us to go out for our 4 months Jamaat in 2017. And it started off for many years, our local ulama, our amir of our school, were always giving us the targhib to go out in the path of Allah ta'ala. But we never really took heed to what they were saying. And alhamdulillah, after some time, Allah ta'ala put it in our heart to make intention. So till today, sometimes I sit and ask myself and I wonder that, how did this happen? Was it me? I really went out. We couldn't believe it. And the only thing we could think about, through the fazl of Allah ta'ala, and as our boy Simji mentioned earlier on, was the intention. Sometimes we are scared and fearful to take that first step and make the intention. And at that time for me, there were so many things that came to mind. One was work, family responsibilities. We are not fit to do this work. Alhamdulillah, we just had a baby also that was 1 month old. The family told us, how can we go, leave the baby, etc. But through the fazl of Allah, we made this intention, and Allah Pak accepted, and He made it easy, and what seemed to be impossible, Allah Ta'ala made it possible for us. Also, we're very grateful for our local ulama who assisted us through this journey. Spent a lot of time with us, they taught us. To the extent even when we were traveling overseas, they came there, they spent time with us, they taught us, they gave us courage, and we are very grateful to them for this. Going out in the path of Allah Ta'ala is for our own Islah, is for our own reformation. When we are out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, we learn about Allah Ta'ala. Every day we are taught to speak about Allah. We are reminded of the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Generally in our normal day-to-day lives, there's so much that goes on, whether it be our work, our sports, cars, anything of those topics, we can start a conversation and just go on and waste time talking about it. When it comes to speaking to Allah Ta'ala about Allah Ta'ala, then we're stuck. We don't know what to say. So this going out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, this is the training ground to find who is our Allah, to learn about our Allah. You look at our kalima, La ilaha illallah, the first part of the kalima that is none worthy of worship but Allah. Allah is the doer. Allah does everything. Allah can do anything and everything without the help of mankind. And the entire mankind put together cannot do anything without the help of Allah. Daily, the sun is rising, the sun is setting. This is all in the control of Allah Ta'ala. If we look at our own bodies, our eyes, such intricate things that Allah Ta'ala has put processes, if we look at ourselves and ponder, these are all the signs of Allah Ta'ala. Recently we were speaking to someone and we were just talking about the process of passing urine. Allah Ta'ala created our kidneys to filter, then it goes to the bladder, and then there's messages that go to the brain till eventually we can relieve ourselves. This is the whole system of Allah Ta'ala that's going on in our bodies, and this is just one part of it, and daily this is happening. If we just look into it, we will realize who is our Allah Ta'ala. The second part of this kalima is Muhammadur Rasulullah, that the only sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the only life which is successful is if you follow the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So like this, on a daily basis, we are going to our toilet, we're going to relieve ourselves. But if you do it the sunnah way, if you bring the sunnah into our lives, enter the toilet to the left foot, read the du'as, cover our head, etc. We're doing what we do normally, but we're doing it according to the sunnah. And this would be the way of success. We are getting rewarded for it. And like this throughout the day, our eating, our work, our business, if we do it all according to the Mubarak Sunnah of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it will become a means of ibadat for us, and we will get sawab. So I'd like to share one incident that happened while we were in Jamaat in the part of Allah Ta'ala. We were sent on Tashkil to Peshawar. So this was after about 3 months into our time. So by now we are missing home, missing the family, a little bit on the low. And this was our first Tashkil in Pakistan, and they split our Jamaat up. So past 3 months we were with all our satis, and now he's separated from our friends, we're moving with new faces, etc. So we came to this first area, and alhamdulillah, it was very basic facilities. So we were a bit down, and then the time for meals came, so the hosts prepared meals for us. So we were not used to eating fish. We prefer not to eating fish, and they had prepared fish for us. And the way they prepared it also is not what we accustomed to at home. They prepare a whole fish. So mashallah, I'm sitting there looking at the fish. Fish is looking at me also. We both don't know what to do. Nevertheless, we took the bread in some gravy and things like that, and we ate and we excused ourselves. The local people noticed that I didn't eat much, and that evening, going into the next day, they were very concerned. They came to ask Amir Sahab, they came to ask our local brothers that Sati hasn't eaten properly. What's going on? So nicely, just said that he prefers not to eat fish. So that day, randomly the local people would come up to me and ask me what food we eat in South Africa, what I like to eat. Somebody came to ask me if I eat a sausage. He didn't know how to pronounce a sausage and to figure out what he's talking about. Nevertheless, we just brushed it off as if they're making conversation. We in their country, so they're trying to get to know us better. So alhamdulillah, with the rib of our Amir Sahab, gave us advice, managed to do all the amal for the day, and came to supper time. And when we came to the Dasar Khan for supper, alhamdulillah, Pak's fazal, what hearts these people had, was like a 10-star meal. All the different varieties of food. And then we started putting the pieces together. These people were asking us what we eat because they're trying to prepare a meal for us. Meals that they are not accustomed to eating. Lasagnas and even sausages, normally they'll make it in a butcher with the casing and things. After speaking to one of the satis, they actually looked onto the internet to see how to make a sausage. And that's what they prepared and gave to us to eat. And alhamdulillah, we had a very good meal. Our spirits were up again. And later on in the evening, we were sitting and they brought some fruits for us, some oranges. So the one local brother came and he was sitting with us. And there's a whole big sack of oranges. We're telling him, eat with us. So he tells us, no, this is for the mehman. He's saying, join us, eat with us. So he was very hesitant. So he says, okay, I'll take one orange. So we offered, okay, let us cut it for you and have it with us. This is when the brother says, no, I will take it home and have it with my wife. And that's when the realization hit me that all this food these people have prepared for us, they themselves cannot afford to eat this food. To an extent, one orange was such a big thing for him that he would take it home, things that we take for granted. And it was only, it took us going out in the path of Allah Ta'ala and meeting these people to understand what khidmat is. We read and we hear the stories of the Sahaba radiallahu anh. But going out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, Allah gave us some first-hand experience to see what it is. That these people cannot afford to eat like this daily for themselves. Yet whatever it is that they had, they tried and put it together just to feed us. Alhamdulillah, there's a lot of other things we've also learned in our time. After we came back from Jamaat, we were very fortunate to having met our Hazrat Mufti Sahib. You know, recently I was looking into something. One of the lines was that it's such a nice product, it's a game changer. I was thinking about this, and having met our Hazrat was more like a life changer. Alhamdulillah, we met our Hazrat, and amongst the many things we have learned, there was one incident where we once suffered with Hazrat in Ramadan. We were traveling, one Sati and I in the front. We're just talking, and he's asking me what I have for Sehri. And then he asked me if I eat bananas. So I told him, no, I don't like bananas. And he says he also doesn't like bananas. And as it was with us, he overheard what we were saying and immediately he stopped us. And he reminded us that that is not how we should talk about food. As it asks us that tomorrow, if there's no food to eat and there's only bananas, then what are we going to do? There's a lot of things that we have learned from Hazrat. Hazrat has taught us about the rights of people, social etiquettes, how to do business correctly, how to be good husbands, what it means to be a good husband, our ibadat, our salah. We all learned salah growing up. And we assumed that we know how to read Salah until we met Hazrat. And step by step, every small thing Hazrat taught us, how to tie our hands, how to make ruku, how to make sajda, things that we're neglectful of. And Salah being such an important part of our lives, we realized that even to read our Salah, we did not know how to do that. And these are all the small, small things that Hazrat has been teaching us. We are far from perfect and still make mistakes, but daily we are learning from Hazrat. In short, Hazrat is there like a loving parent that will hold our hand and guide us and only wish the best for us, only for the pleasure of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala protect Hazrat. Protect our Dada Sheikh and all our elders and Akabirin. And continue to accept them for the khidmat of Deen. Through the help of Allah Ta'ala and the barakat of Allah, we are also fortunate to travel yet again in the path of Allah to Pakistan. I think it was in 2022. Alhamdulillah, Hazrat Fikr, myself, my elder brother, and my younger brother traveled, and we were there at the same time. While I was there, a thought came to my mind. I remember my father traveled for Jamaat, and there was a letter that he wrote to the family. So I had a copy of this letter on my phone, and I opened it to read it again. This letter was written in 1990, some 30 years ago, from when we were there. In this letter, my father talks about the environment that he's in while he was in Pakistan and how different it is from home. And here he says that being in this environment, inshallah, he will learn a lot. Because if one wants to improve oneself, you have to make sacrifice. It was only the help of Allah, but couldn't help that we were out there, all three of us, myself and my brothers. But I couldn't help but wonder that my father was in the same place some 30 years ago. And what du'as he could have made for his children at that time. And as a result of that, today his three sons are here. How merciful Allah is. We also learn from our Hazrat to make du'a for our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, because we don't know that perhaps it is through the barakat of their du'as today, whatever good we are maybe doing, we are benefiting from that. Naturally, we are all concerned about our children and their future. Every parent, by and large, is concerned about their child. But as parents, we first need to make our own islah. We need to correct our own actions. We need to make effort on our own iman in order to set a good example for our children. For this, we need to go out in the path of Allah Ta'ala and spend time with the pious. Lastly, I'd like to share one last incident, alhamdulillah, with the effort of our local ulama. Allah accepted us to go out in his path to Palestine. And one day, we were asked to go to town to get something. So Amisab sent one Sati and myself to take a taxi and go. So alhamdulillah, we managed to get a taxi. We got in. It was one of our local Muslim brothers driving. So he was speaking to us, who we are, where we're from, etc. So likewise, we were asking him about him, his background, how's things in the area, etc. We also told him that we're out in the path of Allah. So he shared with us something that I will never forget. He told us, being a taxi driver, some time ago, a few weeks before, he went to the airport, and while he was there, there was a group of ladies that stopped him because they wanted a ride to go somewhere. So they got into the vehicle, and you could see these are all non-Muslim ladies, and he asked them where they're going to, and they gave him a name of a certain area. So he's a little bit worried, and it didn't make sense to him that this area that these people are going to is not a tourist area or anything of that sort. Rather, it's an area predominantly where Muslims live. But nevertheless, they wanted to go there, so he took them there. When he got there, he left them, and he was told that after 2 weeks, you come back and you pick us up from the same place. So he says 2 weeks later, he went there to pick them up. And again, he was surprised at what he sees. He sees these non-Muslim ladies And around them, there's a whole lot of Muslim ladies that are all sad that these people are leaving the area. And they came to bid them farewell. So these people jump back into the taxi, and he's on the way back to the airport. So he couldn't help but ask them that, listen, you all came from another country. You all came to this area. This is a Muslim area. You all spent time here. When I came to pick you all up, the Muslims of this area were so down that you all are leaving. I don't understand. Could you all tell me what you all did here? So the response that he got was, they were from a Christian missionary, and they came out to preach their religion. So the driver says that these are non-Muslims coming to a Muslim area, speaking to our people, and from what he could see happening was not looking good. So we were sitting in the back seat, and I remember looking at me in the rearview mirror. He says, brother, go home to your people and tell them to wake up, because this is what is happening. That message stayed with me. Tonight, many people will be out celebrating in ways that are not aligned with our way of life. As Muslims, our lives are guided by what pleases Allah and the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our purpose is not distraction, but direction. Not heedlessness, but consciousness of Allah. If these non-Muslims were willing to sacrifice so much for falsehood, what about us? When Allah has honored us with the truth, Allah has been kind to us, Allah has guided us, Allah has shown us the correct path, what remains is for us to wake up, take guidance seriously, and live lives that reflect gratitude to Allah. If we make Allah our goal, then, and only then, will we be successful. May Allah accept our intentions, forgive our shortcomings, and guide us and our generations to come. Jazakallah khair.